Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. right, some more classic Quo from Hello. I hope you're enjoying this little trip back in time to 1973. Of course, Quo were kind of hitting their stride at that point, and just before they had their number one hit with Down Down a couple of albums later, off On the Level, of course. And really, I mean, I have to say, really the first band that I really got into, I mean, I was listening to Top 40 and Top 20 stuff back in the day before that, but then Status Quo came on top of the pops with Down Down in 1974, and I still have that 45 single. I think one of the first singles I ever bought and kept. It goes back 1974. That came out, Down Down. Wow. And I'm just going through some. I just joined a YouTube channel that looks back at the 70s and look at some of the things that we had in the UK. In particular with the miners' strikes and the power cuts. I mean, I'm finding out details about things that went on when I was a teenager and a kid, and it's like, oh, I didn't know anything about that. Is that why that happened? Okay, I remember this hot summer of 76 and all that kind of thing. Which means nothing to a lot of people over here in Vancouver, but anyone who was there, it was a thing. We heard Claudie, and then we heard The Only One I Know from The Charlatans and Robbery, Assault and Battery live from the Hammersmith Odeon in June the 10th, 1976. They played two nights. I think they played the 9th as well. This was the second night. And, of course, you got to remember Genesis were kind of finding their feet after Peter Gabriel left. And this was their first album, their first tour, I believe, after he left. I think they did some US dates prior to this one, but this was a new territory for Phil Collins, who obviously had the gift of the gab, if you listen to the beginning of that track. All right, let's move on to some other stuff. This band kind of made it big in the Canadian scene in the 70s. The band called Moxie, originally from Toronto. And they went through a whole bunch of lineup changes. Jeff Burton from Sounds in the UK gave them some great reviews. Made the first album available on through Sounds back in the day, and I've been kind of getting into this album. It's actually a good rocking album. They did many support tours for Deep Purple, etc., etc. It's pretty cool stuff. I don't know why I didn't get into this. I have to admit, I have started getting into Canadian rock from the 70s, but there's an interesting disparity between Canadian rock and something like Klaatu, which is kind of a pop rock thing. And then I'm not too keen on that. I like the Klaatu stuff, but it's a little bit kind of poppy for me. But we'll have a listen to it and we'll talk about it. So this is Moxie from the album Moxie 2, came out in 1976, and it's a track called Wetsuit. You are listening to DJ Ian on the houseofprog.com.
In a crowd, now I'm doing time for my favors. When I was sitting downtown in a local cafe, just drinking my lowly blues away, and I pulled out a $20 bill in a red house. Mama came off and said, "Sonny, would you like a little thrill?" I said, "Sure, why not?" No sooner said than done.
House of Prague.
Would you welcome, please, the man they couldn't gag, the Cambridge rapist, Mr. Hackett.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Hammersmith Palais. Nice to be back, really. Anyway, the next number is about a recurrent nightmare which becomes so bad that the man has to seek psychiatric help.
Why?
Because he suffered from insomnia, that's why, you idiot. Anyway. The lyrics of this are based on a painting by a young artist called Kim Poor. It's a waltz, it's a slow three time, take a partner's please for Entangled.
As soon as you're tired and dead.